Triple M's Fishing Best Bet. For Watson's Caravans and Hastings Marine, the outdoor specialists, Hastings River Drive, Port Macquarie.
Well, here he is, the great man, Bluey Waters. Good morning, Bluey.
Good morning, Scotty.
Oh, gee, what a shocking weekend. Nor'easter, followed by a nor'easter.
Yeah, right. It was quite good, really. We got a bunch of fish, so it wasn't that strong that we weren't able to fish. So, the deep sea boys did all right. They got out there, got some nice small snapper and pearl perch, some kingfish and cobias. Dolphin fish also came in. The beach and rockers had a good, reasonable weekend. They had beach, brim and tarra and jewfish. And back in the estuary, we had a plentiful of whiting and flathead. So all in all, the fishing was very healthy over the weekend.
Oh, that's good, Bluey, because I was in the north, and I can tell you that it had fennec and blow the dog off a chain up there. And given that, I just finished a race, and I'm an old bloke, right? So I'm bent over, huffing and puffing at Woolgoolga after the boats, right? Guess who comes up and wants to talk to me?
Oh, no.
Yes, Alan from Mulloway. And as soon as left, the conditions went from being just nice, Bluey, to the winds going to 30 knots. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Anyway, thank you, Alan, for coming up and saying good day. But as soon as he went there, I couldn't believe it. The winds went to 30 knots. Anyway, he's incredible. Anyway, that's great news in the southern part of the mid-north coast where you are, Bluey, that we got some good fish. And, we're going to see the change of season this week, Bluey. You've got heavy rain, you've got storms, and the temperature's going from 35 today, I think, down to about 24 on Thursday. So there definitely will be a change this week.
Yeah, well, yesterday was like a perfect summer's day in autumn sort of thing. So, yeah, we need a bit of a change to come through. And as I say, let's take full advantage of the next couple of days and enjoy the summer weather.
Yeah, exactly right, Blue. Where do you think we should go today? There is a strong wind warning for these northwesterlies today to 25 knots.
Yeah, they'll probably be late this afternoon, I think. I think we'll get through the morning. It'll swing around to the south during the course of the morning and it'll be a bit puffy at times. But I reckon we should be out here at the beaches. We've got this rising tide right through the nearly lunchtime, so it should be quite good. So we'll out to the beaches, take a few worms, take a few pippies with us, and we'll just try for some whiting and some brim. Mm. There's some quality brim out there at the present moment, and we've got to get amongst them.
Yeah, I like that whiting. They're such a good eating fish, aren't they?
Yes. Yeah, I say if the season's about to change, let's get into it now.
Good stuff. All right, Bluey. Now, any club news from the weekend as yet?
Not at this stage, we haven't. But I say during the course of the day, I'll get some good club news through because we have some clubs out. Yeah.
Now, Bluey, you must have the biggest grin on your face. Except I'm worried. You always say Bluey Waters is different to Gary Searle when it comes to the tipping. Your team, the West Tigers, were given no hope of beating the Melbourne Storm. Now, we do know KO from KO Concreting. It's a no gumboots today. You're right to go today. No gumboot rain warning. What did he say to you on Saturday?
He came out and he was just sympathising with me that what they were going to do to me to our team on Saturday night. He was just trying to cancel me so I get through it all right. Well, I think he's the one that needs cancelling this morning. Yes.
Absolutely shocking. And were you awake, Bluey? This is the next question I'll ask you.
No, I'm sorry. I was asleep when it all happened.
Jeez. Well, I tell you what, you're in better shape than Anthony Maroon on Friday in the tips. Now, have a listen to this.
I think there might be more to read into that, but it's a good opportunity to. Maybe he does. if that's the case, can you get hold of Brian at the Laurent Stingrays and find out if they've got a good halfback fit?
Hang on.
Young Adam Dwayne, he comes in.
Where are we? I've lost the spot, Bluey. Hotel. Here it is, Bluey.
Yes. If Melbourne lose this one, mate, if Melbourne lose this game, I will dress up as a Roosters cheer girl and stand outside the Macquarie Hotel singing Rooster, Rooster Man.
Oh, good. How about that one, Bluey?
He's in big trouble.
He's got to dress up as a Roosters cheer girl. He's a South Sydney supporter. He hates the Roosters with a passion.
Yeah.
Oh, so I wonder if KO can join him in a couple of choruses there.
Oh, I would say so, yeah.
Maroon and KO. Yeah. That'd be sensational. So I'll follow that up today, Bluey. I think he's a bit of trouble, Maroon. But, your mob, absolutely fantastic. Have you watched it on the replay?
No, I'll get it today sometime. Yeah, they'll be replaying it today, and I'll be keen to watch it.
Well, they went. In true Otto von Beer bottle, it's a conspiracy! The last 10 minutes, the referees gave Melbourne about 4 penalties in a row to march them off their own line, and we all thought, hello, it's on here. But your mob, you've got to give it to them. Bluey, 2 from 2, stop the comp now, eh?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. And Newcastle was 5 teams undefeated on top.
Yeah, incredible. And what about if you're a Parramatta supporter? Fathead, are you listening? He'd be in the fetal position. Peter Hollins from Tiles with Style. And what about Manly? They don't have any decorum whatsoever, Bluey. To rub salt into the wounds, you know what else happened yesterday?
The singing while they're at the...
yes, Brad Arthur's having a press conference to explain, you know, what they've got to do to get out of this hole. They have to stop it because the singing of the Manly song is so loud, they can't hear him.
Yeah.
That is shocking.
I'll leave you with a very important thought. Yeah. History shows that any team that loses 2 in a row, only 2 at the first 2, only 5% ever make it to the finals that year.
Okay.
Only 5%. Yeah.
Now listen.
So you got
Bluey, please. You got Fathead. You've got Peter Hollins and various other Parramatta supporters standing at the edge of the cliff. If you give them that information, that just might be enough to tip them over. Please don't just ease up on it, will you? Please.
Hang on, you got the Barber also, Canberra.
Oh yes.
You got South. You got Cronulla. Four teams there.
Yes. Oh, that's shocking, Bluey. And I'm just glad the Roosters finally won one. Jeez.
That's right.
Oh, God. Anyway, for the fishermen today, we're saying the big wind is coming, but you're okay early. You think it won't be here straight away. You're sending us out to the beach.
Yeah, out the beach. Just take full advantage of this rising tide and take a few worms with you. Grab a few pibbies and just try for a nice quality brim or a big whiting.
Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers. Strawny.